This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future. Well, yes, riots all over the place. That seems to be what is going on. Planned and coordinated, very well sophisticatedly coordinated. Riots all over the country, from small towns to big towns. Imports from outside your community, of course, that seems to be the order of the day, right? It wasn't a quiet riot at all. It was very loud riots all throughout the United States. And again, I'm saying all throughout the United States. In a demonstration of how well you can coordinate rioters, right? Which really, if you think about it, is not too difficult to coordinate all these people. You throw in a lot of money and you say, look, go out and do this and do that and I'll give you, $1,500, in one given day. And that's a lot of money. And, of course, what we've seen, the orchestration behind it, shows a great deal of coordination. So when the coordination was shown, obviously it sort of kicked in to a different level besides the police. And, of course, you have all your blue states out there that aren't reacting at all. They aren't doing anything really to protect their communities. And in some cases, they're actually kneeling. They're kneeling down in front of the protesters, almost in a begging position to some. Portland, Oregon. We call them the kneelers. The police were kneeling, begging. And, of course, the sympathy was shown only for a while. Then they went right on to beating people. White people primarily seems to be their target. And in fact, we've been getting, and we've been saying for a long time, because you know we've known about their active plan and so on for quite a while, quite a few years actually. The plan that's in effect right now that you're seeing, it is something that has been planned well years and years and years and years ago. And we first started reporting on the elements of the plan, how it would be executed, where it would go, the things that would happen, how widespread it was back in 2014. That's when it all really started. So we know, we absolutely know, you know, that this plan that's being executed right now, that's being foisted out there, we have known for a long time what it's going to turn into. And of course, that's the key thing to turn into. There's stages that, and progressions that the communist and national socialist use, you know, to let you know what is to force you into submission, I guess you can say. And this is very well known, very well, you know, thought out by former totalitarians such as Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and Vladimir Lenin and Pol Pot and what's the other guy? Mao Zedong. Yeah. Just to mention a few, you know, just to mention a few out there, the totalitarians, how they work and how they progress in this whole process of government overthrow and coup d'etat. Basically, what they're trying to do, of course, is unseat the president or unsettle the election so that there is a change of government, all forced upon you. Now, and again, keep in mind, this is going to not end well if it ends for them well. And that is an absolute... That's an absolute fact. That is an absolute fact. Sound kind of interesting, doesn't it? Well, anyway, these protests have been all over the country, and we were involved in numerous rallies in the New California State Movement on Saturday when we got the indicator of what was really truly going on, and we pulled the troops out, so to speak. It was actually kind of late because the protests and our demonstrations and rallies had actually already occurred pretty much, so it was kind of a moot issue. In some places, it was a little bit more problematic, and of course, even yesterday there was a whole big showing of people, hundreds of people, into Napa, and. We haven't still gotten the report of finally what happened last night. We left it with them off and running to go to Home Depot to perhaps do their mayhem down in Home Depot, right? Might as well go in Home Depot and loot the whole thing rather than to sacrifice and loot the whole town of Napa. But they were doing their demonstrations there, and you know, it was kind of interesting. The other things happen. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, my suggestion to everybody right now, because this is a sign of absolute national emergency here, and we would tell you that it would be advisable that hopefully that the president has already put in play the Insurrection Act, which we'll talk about. Actually, we'll probably read the Insurrection Act here in a little bit. But then also, we already know that he has signed and he's a part of, and he's put into motion because of the national emergency that existed with the COVID virus, right? The COVID virus. And, of course, now that's just reached epic proportions. And, of course, if you look at the COVID and understand anything about virology and understand how these viruses flow and understand them, you really kind of look at that virus as, I know it's a nasty virus. I had it. There's no question that I had it back in January. And you've heard me say this before. It's very, very nasty. But it's not nearly as lethal as everybody has said. And they've tried to bump up their numbers. We've seen this. It seems that the COVID virus debacle has flopped, actually. I really believe that. I really, as a methodology, I said this is going to be the other attempt to overthrow the president using the COVID virus, right? And it didn't work. The COVID virus did not work. I don't think it's going to work with this one either. But I guess the president has many options right now. And based upon what I know, I would say that the president is going to definitely pull the trigger on the Insurrection Act, which allows him to bring federal troops into cities and so on to quell any kind of riots or anything of that nature. And that's a good thing. You see, we don't know how the National Guard really, in all these blue states in particular, California being one of them, is actually going to conduct themselves to stop the rioting. That's a key element. That is a key element. So you see, we don't know about these. Well, I mean, Gavin Newsom's going to be giving orders to his National Guard. And they have jurisdiction within California. Unless they become federalized by the President of the United States. And if that's the case, then you'll see also regular Army units starting to take up positions in and around various cities to quell the problems. I suggest that the President do that. I'm a big supporter of that. Naturally, we've written 90, but now it's 100 grievances overall. And in every one, we actually make a prayer. Our last line is we pray for the President to implement and enact the entire magnitude, if you will, the whole range, this full spectrum, such as the Insurrection Act, such as the Emergency Powers Act, and do it now. As you know, Obama used to say about the Obama healthcare, do it now. Well, I'm cheering on the president to get that Insurrection Act on so we can get the troops into the right place. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it absolutely wonderful? Beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yep. You know, it's kind of interesting. When you do these things like create a new state, your thinking changes quite a bit. It really does. And, you know, the cast of characters that you, you know, surround yourself with and all the different things that are happening, I find to be absolutely amazing. And, you know, I really want to thank everybody who's in the New California State Moon, who's doing just such a fantastic job and committed to what we need to do. It's absolutely exciting. It's absolutely exciting because it's happening. We're moving forward. It is happening. It's happening. Anyway, so... Let's just run down a couple things here. I'm on Gateway Pundit, so there's just so much news out there. There's just a cavalcade, a bevy of it. I was up at about 2 o'clock this morning looking at all the different things happening. I'm thinking, oh, my God. We have protesters bonding with police. Bonding, yeah. Hey, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, Mr. Protester. I've got all this protective gear on. And, you know, I don't know if it's a strategy in this whole kneeling routine that we're seeing that's breaking out as a technique. Seems that police forces have talked to one another now, and they're going to try and get a kneeling strategy to try and calm the kids. Well, there's no calming the kids because the kids are rioters. You know, I mean, they're a special category of protesters, you know, called rioters. I'm sorry, they're not even protesters. They're called rioters, and they're there to do harm. And, you know, there might be a first phase that comes in as they act and talk like rioters to begin with, but later on in the day and then in the evening, guess what? They're full-on rioters, and they're rioting and pillaging and everything else. And that seems to be the pattern. That seems to be the pattern. And the other thing, too, that's really the pattern about all these rioters is they're pretty much exports. They're coming from outside your communities. We know that. We know that already. They're coming from way outside your communities. So let's go down some of the things going on here. New York City Mayor de Blasio's daughter, Chera, arrested for blocking traffic in Manhattan riot. Oh. Now, it's always encouraging when the children of you leaders are out there rioting. You know, the people that are supposed to be quelling the riots, leading the riot quelling, their children are in the riots. I don't know if the children got special training from their parents to be in the riots, but it seems that they must have had some sort of special... Oh, of course, you do know that Bill de Blasio just an open out-and-out communist from the Communist Party of USA. You know that, don't you? Maybe you don't know that. All right. Interesting, huh? So anyway, she gets arrested. And the article here, this is an interesting one, Gateway Pundit. Asshat, you know, A-S-S-H-A-T. That's a pejorative term for asshat. Chris Cuomo compares mass riots, looting, torchings across America to Boston Tea Party. To Boston Tea Party, right? Which is a little bit different. And then exclusive, As we suspected, groups behind the riots include domestic terrorists, Black Lives Matter, U.S. Islamists, and others linked to the Democratic Party. Shocking. I am so shocked by that. I am absolutely shocked by that. Aren't you? So, as we suspected, groups behind the riots include domestic terrorists, Black Lives Matter, U.S. Islamists, and others linked to domestic... I'm going to bite on this one. This is... and we know that... Listen, they, we know this. We know this to be true. It says, we reported a couple days ago that recent riots in the U.S. and... in the U.S. and many Democratic-led cities around the country are hardly spontaneous. Okay, so let's get real clarity on that. It's not spontaneous. We suspected these riots were related to the same individuals involved in similar activities over the past year or years. And these people were related to U.S.-based Islamist organizations, domestic terrorists, and others related to the Democratic Party. And we were right, it says. Great. They must have listened to Agenda 21 radio at some point. There clearly was no reason for the mass riots taking place around the country after the death of the individual at the hands of the police in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Everyone who saw the police brutality was appalled and outraged at the sight of the policeman kneeling on the victim's neck for an incrementally long period of time. The man died, but nothing warrants the wholesale destruction of property and the riots around the United States. Here's who we predicted were involved and whatever we know. Number one terrorist, okay? Across the country, it says number one terrorist. Across the country, we have seen numerous incidents of domestic terrorism tearing apart our big cities. In Portland, Oregon, Antifa showed up as we expected, right? As we expected. In Boston, more mask rioters. Says here, so, in the same in Washington, D.C., where Antifa set a church on fire and attacked people's houses and the White House. Says in Santa Monica, Antifa set a police car on fire and chased the police away. That's real bold. Set the police car on fire and chased the police away. You police get out of here now. We're here, the rioters. We're kneel down. Better yet, kneel down. Submit. Then we'll behead you, policeman. U.S.-based radical, number two, U.S.-based radical Islamist in L.A. vandalized a Jewish synagogue, then came back in the night to burn it down. Yeah, there you go. In Minnesota, the governor's daughter and Ilhan Omar's daughter were both sharing intel with rioters. Nice, huh? Democrats in New York City, the mayor's daughter is involved in the protest. This is Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to condemn the looters and rioters. She just attacked President Trump. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden looked weak while meeting with members of Black Lives Matter. You know, I don't know why we're not saying they're a domestic group because Black Lives Matter was out there rioting too. Isn't that interesting? At least 13 Joe Biden staffers donate to groups supporting violent Minnesota looters and rioters. Yeah, that's kind of like a little problem, isn't it? It's clear that the recent riots around the country are not spontaneous. They are coordinated and planned, and there is very high probability that these riots are related to the same individuals involved in similar riot activities over the past years. Of course they are. And who's behind it? Oh, we're getting intelligence. It's Valerie Jarrett. And President Obama. Shocking! I mean, you got to have a riot with the president, right? Come on. You guys are just silly if you think you can't have one of those, right? I'm drinking Agenda 21 Radio coffee, excuse me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me that Agenda 21 Radio coffee. It says, it's becoming clear these people are related to U.S.-based Islamist organization, domestic terrorists, and others related to the Democratic Party. These people hate America. That's a fact. America haters. America haters. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. It's all about New California State, actually. Yep. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Information about different activities coming up and calendars and all that other good stuff. So, Chinese state media calls violent U.S. protests a beautiful sight. Well, they helped to start them, of course. They didn't mention anything in this thing about the Chi-Coms involved with all this stuff. And clearly they are. You know, we know that. That was just given. Now, this comes from, again, an update on Gateway Pundit. Let's see here. Video. Deep State Susan Rice blames violent riots on the Russians. Yeah. The Russian Tharuskis, they do it. I like this, the ass hat. The ass hat. That's short for asset. University of Alabama professor and Guggenheim fellow post instructions on Twitter on how to topple government monuments. No problem there, right? Yeah, they were trying to topple all the government monuments. Of course, you have to destroy the history, right? You can't have the right history. It says, University of Alabama at Birmingham professor Sarah Parcak, right? Sarah Parcak was so moved by the rioters and looters this past week that she posted instructions on how to topple government monuments. Come along, Sarah Parcak. Posted instructions this past weekend on how to rip down and destroy government monuments. She felt this was her civic duty. Of course, Twitter did not flag her tweets. Oh, man, that's the way to do it. Just go out and tell the world you're going to tear it down. And Twitter, it's okay. It's okay. No ass-hatting here going on. No ass. See, now I'm going to perseverate on ass-hatting, right? I know. Start a few practice pools to get into it. Think of it as a paused tug-of-war. Pull, wait, two, three, four, five. Pull, wait, two, three, four, five. Pull, wait, one. Pause 5 seconds. This is, you'll notice some loosening. Keep up the pattern. You'll need more people. Get everyone to pull. But this is just like a perfect communist storm here, right? Watch the sumbitch topple and get to the well, I guess she's spelling, you know, the S word. Out of the way, it will smash, run away from direction. Whatever that meant. Then celebrate, because Black Lives Matter, and good riddance to any obelisk pretending to be an ancient Egyptian obelisk when they were, in fact, celebrating racism and white nationalism. So this is, you know, this is where she's spewing the hatred towards whites, of course. Everybody's white. And, you know, I'll read you, this is in my world in terms of the texting that I, some of the stuff I was getting fresh off the text mail from my texter buddies out there. And this was one that came across. This is from Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. We will be assassinating white families until justice is served. We will set up in white neighborhoods and cities. It's time to take action. All white people must pay for their sins. Really? They are evil and jealous. Okay? Human beings. Let's see you mourn over your uncooked disease-having families. What? For once. Not, you know how the texting thing, the business goes. This doesn't make... White babies, old white peoples, lawyers, police, etc. There are over 100 of us. Well, this is... Okay, that's what they said. So that's one of the big deals that is going on out there. And by the way, this is... To you listeners, as you know, this is nothing new. We've been saying that, and again, I think the progression is what has happened in the registration of the colleges and universities. First, they're going to come, it's what's his name, Niedermeyer, whatever the guy's name was, who came up with the famous phrase, first they came for the socialists, and, you know, finally they came for us. They came for me. In the case of what's going on here, I think the progression is going to be first they came for the white people, then they came for the brown people, then they came for the black people, then they came for the yellow people, because I think what they're trying to do here is come for the American citizens. And that seems to be the pattern of what they've been trying to do to get American citizens out of California. You've heard me talk about that. So there's not going to, it's going to actually be a desegregation of racial animus and hatred. So you're going to have the whole spectrum in there. Everybody, it's going to be desegregated. So if you hate American citizens, it doesn't matter what color you are. So you'd be a homogeneous hatred of one group, American citizens. That's the way it'll be. They're going to target the whites first, then go down the whole racial spectrum. Why? Because they're racist. That's what this is. This is the world of the racist and how they think. I mean, when you're on a killing spree, you might hey, forget about just this. What, are they American citizens? That way we can take over America because there won't be any American citizens and we'll call it, you know, commie land. That's their thinking. Yep, that's their thinking. So the first wave has struck, so to speak, with the terrorists coming on shore. I guess you'd say they've come across in landing crafts. And, of course, they're transporting themselves all over the nation using cars and buses and trucks, you know, but the 18-wheelers. You know, there's just so many 18-wheeler companies out there, it's not even funny. Isn't it? I mean, have you ever wondered why there's just so many trucks around? Everything's a truck. Truck, 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 truck. But, you know, some of those trucks might be passing and moving cargo that is nefarious. Have you ever thought about that? You know, moving people. You know, we've had many incidences where 18-wheelers have been packed with human beings coming across the Mexican border, right? What's to say they couldn't transport a lot of people by 18-wheelers up and down state lines? What about that? I think what you have here is this is the first wave of the attack on the United States of America. And so far it's been successful. And I say this not because I want it to be successful. I say it because we have to look at it logically to know how to defeat it. So if you're taking a look at how it's been successful, they amassed a lot of people, a lot of unskilled people with raw, you know, desire to hate. And being paid for it. And then they transported them to various locations. And obviously they plotted out their targets very well. Right? They plotted out their targets very, very well. And the targets, you know, were all, a lot of, in fact, in California, a lot of the targets were New California had demonstrations or were having rallies. They just kind of missed out on that. But it's still, they went to cities where there was a lot of animus against them. And, of course, their targets were right on. They were. They targeted well. And they did it simultaneously for the most part. Their operation really took about 12 hours, I think, from start to finish, once it went operational. We had a lot of reports of people coming to and from directions, and I'm not going to say where on the radio because I think that's an intelligence gathering thing that is important for law enforcement to know or to, you know, keep secret. Not that we got it from law. We have our own contacts. Citizen journalists all throughout the state and all throughout the nation were Twitter. I mean, you know, Twitter, you talk about texting. Gosh, I got to buy more text messaging memory, I guess. Anyway, stay with us. More to come.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff going on. Lots of stuff. You know, it's interesting. Wow. It's amazing what you find in WikiLeaks. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. But that's no never mind. We got to figure out what else is going on here. Monday, Bloody Monday. Rioting, looting linked to George Floyd protest leaves trail of destruction across American cities. Yeah, one guy was dragged by a FedEx truck. I mean, FedEx probably doesn't like that. I saw the whole thing. But, you know, nobody can fault the driver. You know, the guy's totally ignorant about all the different mechanical parts of an 18-wheeler with two trailers. And some guy jumps up, you know, trying to stop it. Obviously, they're trying to break into the FedEx thing. That's what I think they're trying to do. Of course, what happened? The truck was going down the road and got blocked by, you got it, they got blocked by the rioters. And then the guy took off driving down the road to get away from him because, you know, Reginald Denny, right? And they almost did a Reginald Denny last night on a tanker driver who, for whatever reason, goes screaming into a crowd that's on the freeway. And then, boy, they move like ants. It's like amazing to watch this thing on the freeway. And then all of a sudden he gets to a certain part where he's actually through. And he stops. It's like, what in the world is that about? So he stops, and, of course, they pull him out of the truck, Reginald Denny style. Remember Reginald Denny in 1992 when they pulled him out? He was really the first victim of Tom Bradley, who was a total leftist communist at the time in 1992 in Los Angeles. And they came in with the Rodney King verdict. This was a triggering moment. Absolute seminal moment. They came in with the Rodney King verdict. And it was late in the afternoon. I'm going to say something like around 4:10 in the afternoon or something like that. We can fact check. They came in with the verdict. In just a couple of minutes after the verdict, let's say they read the verdict, it all came in. Now you're at about 4:15. Between 4:15 and 4:25. And they come in with the verdict. And moments later, Tom Bradley gets out there in the press. He said, the people must vent their hostility because of this verdict. Well, within minutes, down there in Los Angeles, all of a sudden, Reginald Denny is being taken out of his truck. It was a cement truck. He was taken out of his truck, and he was just being beat. You saw how they beat down the people. Maybe you haven't seen the beatdowns. All these people being beat down by these gangs. And the beatdown is coming from black people. That's what's happening. Well, that's a fact. That's history. And then there's also some white people in some places. And it seems to be geographically distinct areas where this rioting is going on. And this whole Antifa group has a lot of white people. But then you also have Black Lives Matters there, right? And they're doing a lot of beatdown. And I know why they're not going to call Black Lives Matter a terrorist organization, which they should. It's because everybody's afraid. I think the president is going to come out, or he has already come out, and I think they're going to codify it today, that they're going to make Antifa a terrorist organization, a domestic terror, which is good. And they are. So is Black Lives Matter. And so is the Muslim Brotherhood. They're terrorist organizations, and they should be labeled as such. Now, that comes up with a whole different thing. I think in the next hour we'll talk about that. You know, what that leads to when you're demarked. When you're marked as a terrorist organization, it's very bad. It's a very evil thing to have happen to them. And, this is something, just to give you some insight on this, we're going to call this Democrat out. And Georgia State Rep. Vernon Jones weighs in on the riots that erupted in Atlanta and throughout the United States. Now, this is shouldn't last a couple of minutes, but it's very, very salient what he's talking about here. About the Insurrection Act.
Tragic situation. It's a black eye on Atlanta. There were legitimate protesters who wanted to come out and exercise their First Amendment right and make it known how they feel about what happened in Minneapolis. However, that was hijacked by looters and thugs and hoodlums who did not in any way honor the gentleman's life and those others' lives that were lost in unfortunate situations. But I will tell you this, it's a leadership issue. It starts at the local level. When you dial 911, it goes to our local fire and police, not to Washington, D.C. So you have to be organized at the local level, have support from surrounding jurisdictions, law enforcement agencies, and then that gives you the backbone so you can handle this. As a former county executive and manager of a large police department, I knew exactly on day one that you cannot underestimate what these professional thugs are doing with Antifa and others who go from city to city. So when we saw what was happening up in Minneapolis, we should have been prepared. I really appreciate the job that Governor Kemp has done. He put in the National Guard, the state troopers. He's working well with our mayor. And the first night, they were not organized, but by that second evening, by last night as well, they were much more prepared in addressing the issues.
Representative, I know that the governor authorized 3,000 Georgia National Guard troops to be deployed to those cities. So that is a good thing. Hopefully, we'll keep some of the violence down. The president said he's going to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. I know that you're now coming out as a supporter. You've been a lifelong Democrat. And you say you're going to vote for President Trump. What's your message to those that are rioting?
Well, let me tell you, Atlanta do not want you here. You're not a part of his family. That's not how we communicate and get along here. And that we will run you out of town. And they need to be designated as a terrorist group, a domestic terrorist group. I appreciate the leadership shown by the president to provide the support to the state and local levels again.
And that's from a Democrat who's going to vote for President Trump, Vernon Jones. Yes. Isn't that nice to know? Terrorist organization. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. And, of course, the other thing is, I guess the big question is, the big question is, are you going to A21R.com and getting all of your latest news and information and your stories that you're supposed to know about? Big question. Got a request. Excuse me. COVID virus strikes again. Actually, it's allergies, which are terrible right now. About Jesse Ventura. So I'm thinking I might play something like that. I don't know. You know, I'm not a real Jesse Ventura fan. Until I start to listen to him. I'm serious. I'm one of those kind of guys. I'm just, nah, you know, I'm not, you've mentioned him, and then when I start up the player and I listen to him, I go, wow, that's Jesse. You know, I think he was a Navy SEAL, and then he becomes the governor. Yeah. Of Minnesota. Back in 2010. Shocking. And then, you know, he's interviewed by the CIA. As it says here in this thing by Yes We Cantaloupe. that's the YouTube channel. After Jesse Ventura was elected governor of Minnesota, he was interrogated by 24 CIA spooks. Is that the qualifier? You get elected and then the CIA spooks interrogate you? Is there something wrong with that? Sounds like a primer. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.